Sam Cedar is not here today. So you're stuck with Mark Maron on Air America Radio.
22 past the hour. It's Maron in for Cedar. Getting to some news. Anyways, at least a conversation about impeachment. And I do have some new ideas about how the neocon death cult might engage in recruiting some more people into the military. We will be talking to an Army Lieutenant Ronnie Rudolph towards the end of the show about recruitment and about this idea that a troop surge is necessary, even though the violence in Iraq, certainly against Americans and certainly against all human beings, is escalating 22% or so in the last 3 months. And that I believe, like anyone else should believe, that sending more troops into a situation like that is only really adding more targets to people, to several different factions within Iraq. That if any Democrat is saying anything other than this is ridiculous and that they should come home now, like they said they were going to do when they went in, is, I think, a mistake. And Hillary Clinton being very, everyone's being very political around this stuff. Tony Snow, Powell, I'll do that in a minute. Did want to take a couple of calls about impeachment before we get John Nichols on. Let's start with Andre in South Carolina. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up? What do you think about this?
Man, I've marched. I protest. I'm active. I'm in projects trying to educate people. And all I hear is, here's a new candidate. I want impeachment, and I want this war to stop, and that's what I think America wants, overwhelmingly. So let's not talk about anything else. Let's force their hands. We run this government. I don't want another leader. I want a servant to the Constitution of the United States.
Thank you very much, Andre. Okay, John, Austin, Texas, what do you think?
Yeah, well, you asked if you kind of put it out whether or not it's a political thing or if it's a constitutional responsibility, and I really kind of think it's both.
Mm-hmm.
I think first we have to obey the Constitution. We have to protect the Constitution. We have to investigate these guys. Obviously, it looks like they've committed some impeachable offenses. We got to investigate them, make sure that everything is up to snuff, and then go after them. Now, having said that, we'll be accused of doing it for political reasons. Well, duh. We can't let these guys get away with this. I mean, we can't let anybody ever do what these guys have done again.
Right.
Put the walls back up.
I think that's true. Thanks for your call, John. The problem becomes that, you know, given the political climate today, though it is a constitutional responsibility and that there should be obviously investigations, my fear is that if this Democratic Congress, if they don't get off to a start that would begin to vigorously try to re-legislate the damage that has been done to the people of this country, you know, outside of the war, just on a day-to-day basis. The fact that there's 45 million people without health care, the fact that people are no longer enabled to declare bankruptcy or have any help in terms of the government when it comes to a sickness or a divorce, that people are left to die. The neoconservative death cult's policy, which is basically enacting an adapt-or-die situation to people that can't afford to live, is wrong. And the fact that this government has expanded beyond most governments have, and that they run contrary to any Republican sense of small government, but none of that government that has expanded is to aid the people of this country who they work for. I believe that obviously if impeachment can be done without deterring from other business, that it should be done. But I think the primary concern should be getting the people home from Iraq, the soldiers, getting out of that conflict and trying to make this a place where people who are just regular people trying to live a life can do so with a certain amount of comfort and confidence in the government that they have elected. Whether both can be done, that's unclear to me. Ed in Missouri, is that where you are? Ed?
I'm in Michigan.
Oh, I'm sorry, in Michigan. Maybe I should learn what my little abbreviations for states are.
No problem. Well, you, two items.
Yeah.
You talked about hate. I'm one who really, I have to go a long way before I start hating somebody.
Yeah.
And I truly hate Bush. However, and I think he should be impeached. I think he's done enough things to do that. If we act without investigating due process, then we're behaving just like the neocons.
Right.
And I just can't I can't go that far. I think he should be impeached. I hate him, truly hate him.
Thank you very much for
Thanks.
Your call.
Yep.
All right, Ed. You take care. Well, so it is. It seems that most people want him impeached. I'd certainly like to see him impeached. I just don't know if it would eat up the entire legislative process. Let's talk to John Nichols in just a second. If you want to hang on, you can. It's going to be a little while. It's 27 past. Marin in for Cedar.
Sam Cedar on Air America Radio.